For nearly a century, the State of the State was held early in January. The traditions included a cordial reception at the governor's mansion and a lavish brunch by the assembly speaker. But on January 4th at high noon, on the day that would normally be the date of the State of the State speech in the assembly chamber, Cuomo was nowhere near the Capitol as the Senate and assembly gaveled in for the new year. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie.
It is my pleasure to begin the 2017 legislative session by offering you my best wishes for a healthy and productive new year.
Hastie went on to give his own State of the State message, laying out Assembly Democrats' priorities for the session. The Senate leader did the same thing. Cuomo was in New York City at that very same hour, talking to a group of business leaders and explaining why he's not giving a traditional speech to the legislators.
This is the time of the year where I do the State of the State address.
Cuomo's been inching away from the tradition in recent years, first holding the speech in a convention center controlled by the executive branch, then delaying the event until later in the month of January and combining it with his budget presentation. He's now scheduled six separate speeches in several regions of the state.
Why? Because there's too much to do in one 40-minute segment in Albany. We have so much going on in this state.
Cuomo says under the state's constitution, the governor doesn't have to give a speech at all. He need only provide a written memo to lawmakers, which his office confirms he'll produce very soon. He says it was former Governor Al Smith who in 1923 decided to deliver a speech in the assembly chambers where Smith once served.
Because he was from the assembly. And you always want to play to a favorable audience.
And having a favorable audience might be the key to Cuomo's change in plans this year. The governor had a major falling out with the legislature in December. Negotiations to hold a special session that would have included pay raises for senators and assembly members failed. They have not seen their salaries increased in 18 years. There were even rumors of a boycott of a State of the State speech, which would leave embarrassingly empty seats. Already in 2016, Cuomo endured a heckling from Assemblyman Charles Barron, who had longtime differences with the governor.
Okay. Okay, Assemblyman, let me finish and then you'll have your turn. Okay.
The six mini-speeches outside the Capitol have left lawmakers feeling angry and slighted. All four major and minority party legislative leaders say they aren't going to any of the speeches, even ones held in their home regions. Senate Leader John Flanagan, who's had a rocky relationship with Cuomo lately, doesn't think much of Cuomo's statewide tour.
State of the State should be delivered in the assembly chamber as it has been done for decades. I always believed in that tradition when I was serving the assembly or the Senate.
A spokesman says Flanagan was invited to the address in his home region of Long Island, but declined because it coincides with a session day scheduled months ago. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie is also not going to Cuomo's speeches. The one in New York City, where Hastie's from, will occur on a session day as well. But the speaker tried to downplay any ill will the governor's move might be causing.
What's more important for us is what's in the message, not where the message is that's delivered.
Cuomo will be giving an address in Albany, though it won't be at the Capitol, but at the State University campus a few miles away. And it will be on a day that the legislature has already adjourned for the week. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.